an Oireachtas committee are going to talk about online safety later today, the Media and Communications Committee. They'll hear from An Garda Síochána, Media Literacy Ireland, and a group called Hope and Courage Collective, formerly the Far Right Observatory, who describe themselves as a national civil society organisation that works with community groups, advocacy groups, trade unions, activists and academics to stop hate organising in our communities and workplaces. They warn that social media algorithms are actively amplifying hate, which contributes to real-world harassment, unrest and violence against migrants and refugees. Adele McGinley is their executive director, and she's with us now. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning, Gavin, and thanks for having us on today. Yes, you're correct.
An algorithm, Adele, firstly?
Yes, very good question. So algorithm really simply is a system that decides what we see online. So basically, it's based largely on a set of signals, so like likes, shares and comments, but also about who we interact with and how long we might watch something. So just to maybe expand on that slightly, they're designed to kind of create our experience. They're designed to keep our attention, mainly so they can sell us stuff.
So what are you going to tell the committee today about them?
So basically, what we were presenting three different kind of pieces of evidence that we collated last year. The first really is in relation to City West. People will be very familiar with what happened in City West last year in October. And we looked at this over, you know, the days preceding and in the aftermath of it. And what we saw was the amplification of emotionally charged posts in the lead up to this. We saw live streams of the unrest garner hundreds of thousands of views, garner international attention over a very short period of time. Again, those likes, shares, comments and interactions at work. I kind of like maybe ask your listeners to think about an algorithm very much as a megaphone, sort of getting louder. I think that really helps us to think about it. And this megaphone is really designed to maximise our engagement, and anger and outrage generate more engagement. But so it's really important.
What's driving those likes and those shares and that amplification?
Well, it is that kind of that outrage. The more kind of the content that is more harmful, the better. It engages people. You see the shares and likes grow. And in that incident, you know, a lot of posts remained online. There was little or no moderation, and that's part of the problem. There is no moderation on social media anymore. We've seen massive cuts to health and safety to trust and safety teams over the last year. A couple of other examples, if I may, that we'll be presenting today is the harassment of homeless men seeking international protection in Dublin. It was documented well in the news over a number of years. So what we saw last year was a group of far-right agitators kind of used TikTok to film and share harassment of people seeking asylum and homeless along the canal. And over a 10-day period, what we saw, the more kind of hateful the content, the more that content grew in reach, and their profiles grew as well, indeed, through these likes, shares and comments. So that engagement algorithm at work there.
In your view, then, what can be done about such algorithms and that amplification?
So, look, we believe that, that due to the algorithms at play, you know, in the amplification of hate and disinformation, that they really are a threat to public health and safety. We've seen this numerous times. There's numerous examples of this over the last number of years. We believe we're dealing with an unsafe product, and that we need to treat this product like big tobacco of our day, so a threat to public health. And we need to make social media safe. So the way to do that is to turn algorithms off by default until they're proven to be safe.
How would that be done?
That's really key. Pardon?
How would that be done?
So the companies would have to look at how their algorithms are worked, and you turn them off so the people get to choose what they see in their feeds, not big companies. And we also last year, I guess, that we, we know that the public, the Irish public, are ahead of politicians on this. An Ireland Thinks poll showed that 68% of people support turning off recommender systems. The public are way ahead here. They understand the harms. They're worried. And it's not just us saying this. This is, you know, bodies of evidence, okay. Whistleblowers over the years are saying this too. It's a public safety issue. So we really need our politicians today in the media committee to show leadership, okay. To show that they value public safety over the profits of big companies.
Edda McGinley is Executive Director of the Hope and Courage Collective. Thank you. We'll have business and weather next. Thanks.